This week's film is Colossal, a quirky little film about a woman dealing with big problems which somehow become connected to a big monster attacking Seoul. Or is it? Colossal stars Anne Hathaway as Gloria, an unemployed New York City writer who has slipped into a heavy all-night party habit. Constantly annoyed with Gloria showing up late and hungover, her boyfriend Tim, played by British actor Dan Stevens, dumps her and kicks her to the curb. With no real friends to turn to, Gloria heads back to live in her childhood home in New Jersey, which is vacant for reasons not entirely made clear. Back in her hometown, Gloria runs into an old school buddy named Oscar, played by Jason Sudeikis, who now runs his family's bar. Oscar insists on helping Gloria and incrementally inserts himself more and more into Gloria's life, first simply helping with some household items, then becoming drinking buddies, and eventually offering her a job at the bar. As Gloria starts to fall back into old bad habits, news breaks from around the other side of the globe that a real-life kaiju monster is attacking Seoul, Korea. Gloria realizes that she may be connected to the developments in Seoul and enlists Oscar and some of the local drinking buddies to test her theory. Spanish writer-director Nacho Vigalondo is best known for giving serious themes to his horror stories and enjoys a loyal following due to several award-winning short films. In creating Colossal, Nacho, as his fans call him, refuses to color within the lines of any particular genre. The film is neither horror nor comic satire, but employs elements of both, infused with serious dramatic themes via obvious metaphors. While singularly evaluated, parts of this film are far from flawlessly executed, but somehow Nacho holds it all together until he delivers a terrific finale. Hathaway sheds her entitled It Girl persona and returns to the roots of her bad bangs and to deliver a compelling character, a role that without her skilled nuance, the audience easily could have had little empathy for. Jason Sudeikis also nicely shifts gears between dry-humored nice guy to something perhaps not so nice. So, on my ski trail rating system, Colossal earns my highest Black Diamond ski trail rating, but with a strong caveat, this film won't be for everyone. Taken as a whole, writer-director Nacho Vigalondo composes a nifty collage of genres resulting in some pretty original storytelling. The ultimate topic and subplots may be heavier hitting than the playful nature in which the story is told justifies, but if you lie awake at night thinking what mindset would have to fuel the person inside a Godzilla costume destroying the film set within a film set, similar to Will Ferrell's Stranger Than Fiction-like story, then this movie is for you. Colossal is rated R for reasons I can't honestly explain, other than language and low-budget special effect violence. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.